into the garbage, you flyboy!
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to the Trash Compactor Reacts. This is our second reacts of the weekend because D23 happened and all of the news came out.
Things broke the internet.
Yeah, so much stuff. I'll actually have to post a link to a meme that I found. You know, the guy who's, like, checking out a girl and, like, his girlfriend is in the back, like, looking all, like, upset about it? Somebody did, like, an updated version of that where it's the guy looking at the Mandalorian and Rey looking upset. And then there was one underneath where it was the guy looking at Obi-Wan and the Mandalorians in the background. And then the last one is Dark Rey and Obi-Wan's in the background.
Oh, goodness.
And I'm like, yeah, that basically sums up the weekend.
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, I'm still most excited about Kenobi, but...
Well,
I'm definitely really excited about Rise of Skywalker.
I could split my attention between both of them.
I could split my attention as far as Star Wars wants to split it right now.
Anyways, I'm MC.
I'm Sarah.
And let's talk about this first look at... Oh, I mean, I guess it's our second look at Rise of Skywalker, but it is a more extended look than we have had previously. So we did get like a minute or so of just, you know, stuff from the other movies, which let's not cover that because...
Oh, see, and I've been sitting here trying to figure out why they chose particular moments.
Well, I mean, actually, I have been thinking about that myself.
So I'm considering that part of the teaser.
This is true.
At least until proven otherwise in December.
I could see that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I can figure out some of them, but some I'm just kind of going, huh, that's an interesting choice.
But we do have some new stuff that we need to break down, and we might have some feelings about some of this stuff, so we should probably get right to it so we can keep this as short as possible, because, you know, we've already talked a lot about Star Wars this weekend.
And some of us are hungry and need to have dinner.
Yeah. So we start off with the main resistance trio, and they're on the desert planet, and they're coming upon a celebration of some sort.
Yeah, and R2's not there.
Yeah, I did notice that.
And the Falcon's in the background.
The Falcon is in the background, yes.
So maybe R2's still on the Falcon.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what's going on with the celebration. Like, is it... Like, are they interrupting it, or is it for them? Like, what's going on?
I think if those first two moments are in the same moment,
yeah,
then they are surprised to see a celebration.
Okay.
Because they look kind of what's going on.
I do like, I've made stills of, like, the major moments in this, which I will link to, or just put up on the website. And I mean, I'm always going to focus on Poe Dameron, but everybody else is just kind of standing there, and he is posing. Like, I made the joke earlier that's like Google Earth always taking pictures.
Yeah, I'm not sure he knows how to not pose.
That's true. He's full of swagger.
Yeah, but that really has nothing to do with the trailer.
That doesn't.
That's just because we both like Poe.
We do like Poe.
Yeah.
We get a shot of General Leia.
Oh, that just goosebumps. Good goosebumps.
And when I initially saw it, I was like, oh, I know exactly what they took this from The Force Awakens. Like, not in a bad way. Like, it made me happy that it's like, oh, I can see where they're... It looks natural, but also I know that how they've started to integrate Carrie. This was from the last shot of... One of her last shots when she's like, may the Force be with you, to Rey
at the end. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was trying to figure out where it came from.
But they've changed the way she's dressed and everything.
Gave her a couple more lines. But I think we're basing this off one shot, but if everything that they've done with repurposed footage looks this good, I'm happy with it.
I trust Disney. Like, I know, like, everybody likes to make fun of Grand Moff Tarkin and Leia in Rogue One. Though, actually, personally, I didn't think that Tarkin looked all that bad.
I think unless you put them up against each other, it looked fine.
Yeah. But I think... If you look at everything that Disney has done with, like, the MCU and aging and making people younger again, I trust them to be able to use footage of Carrie Fisher and to make it seem like Leia is still alive.
Yeah, I think that's going to be wonderful and beautiful and appropriate.
What you probably want to talk about is the next shots of just ships. Ships everywhere.
I could watch an entire movie just of ships coming out of hyperspace. And there's a B-Wing in there.
There is, yeah.
I'm just like, there's a B-Wing. We haven't seen B-Wings on big screen in how long?
A long time.
I'm even trying to remember which it was, original trilogy. And oh, it's so pretty. And I'm just going to currently headcanon that Hera is flying it.
Oh,
because in Rebels, Hera flies the B-Wing.
And you wanted to say that to just, like, punch me right in the feels, because you know how I feel about my Hera.
It was my first thought when I saw it.
And there is also a transport ship in there, which I've heard rumblings that it might be the Tentative IV?
It could be, I guess. Or at least a similar, yeah, similar ship. And then there's this one mystery one.
And I mean, there's just so many ships. Like, I don't think we've seen that many ships in, like, come out. And even more when we actually get to the Star Destroyers.
Oh, like, God, the Star Destroyers. Oh, my God.
And it has been pointed out, those are Imperial Star Destroyers. Yes. Those aren't First Order Star Destroyers.
Nope, those are Imperial. And that is more Star Destroyers we have seen, I think, in all the movies combined.
Yeah, because, like, one Star Destroyer was always, like, plenty to, like, attack with. So this mm-hmm. is, like, this is oh shit.
This,
like,
is a fleet of Star Destroyers. Do you think it's whatever has been hinted at Palpatine's backup plan in the Outer Rim and in the Unknown Regions?
That is very possible. I've been hearing a lot of rumblings about that okay. as a distinct possibility. So I am not, like, discounting that at all. It's like, yeah, that tracks. That makes sense.
Okay, cool.
And with this sheer number of ships, like, where else would it have been hidden other than the Unknown Regions?
Right. But they do look incredibly cool.
They look incredibly cool, and they look incredibly intimidating. And if this teaser is to be believed at all, then that's why Finn and Janna look so worried. And I'd look worried, too.
Yeah, a little horrified. Yeah, I think it's almost too easy to think it's that scene, but it matches up so well, so.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you never know. Like, they, of course, are going to be messing with us. They have to. It's a teaser.
Right. That's what they do.
We have no idea where they are. They're on some sort of ship, but we don't know what ship.
All we know is it's not the Falcon.
Yes, it's not the Falcon. It's being piloted by some sort of resistance pilot who is most likely not Poe, because we'd see Poe if it was him. And then the next scene, which I was personally very interested in.
Darth 3PO. Yeah, that, and it just occurred to me that Finn and Janna could be looking horrified at 3PO also.
That's true. That could be happening, yeah.
I would look horrified if 3PO suddenly had red eyes.
When I was talking before about, like, what's going on with 3PO, like, everybody's talking about Rey and, like, what's going on with Rey, and I'm like, 3PO is possessed by Palpatine. This is a possession. That's what I was calling it.
Nice.
It's a prissy possession.
Nice, nice.
I mean, personally, I would love for Anthony Daniels to have to act like Ian McDiarmid.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and apparently at D23, Anthony Daniels did say that 3PO is brought to the forefront in this movie. He has a lot of stuff to do.
He deserves it.
He does.
He's been the butt of all the jokes for 42 years.
I mean, there's a lot of things. I was also joking about Star Wars addressing malware, finally.
Ah, yes. Hacked droids.
Which they have kind of, like, brought up in Last Shot. We did have all of the, you know, the droids going evil in that.
Oh, so. That's true.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can be going on with 3PO.
Yeah, and I don't even want to theorize what it is, really. I'm just kind of looking forward to 3PO having something to do.
Same.
Evil or otherwise. And granted, he was built by the person who eventually became Darth Vader. Maybe he was just evil all along.
Oh, so he had, like, a
really, really long-term plan.
Or it could have been, like, some sort of, like, sleeper, you know, like with the clones, where it's, like,
programming.
I think of the Simpsons episode where it's like, he got switched to evil instead of good.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have some sort of orbital attack on a snowy planet, which, please, no more Death Stars. I don't mind if it's like part of a Death Star, but
I think it's kind of inevitable.
I know.
I mean, we had Starkiller.
Yeah.
So now we've got Starkiller 2. Well, there was Death Star and Death Star 2. Starkiller needs to have a second one also.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that they're going to be revisiting the remains of
The second Death Star.
So maybe they're like scavenging bits of it. Though, I mean, it is a red laser and the Death Stars have all been green, haven't they?
I think so. But maybe its laser was still functional.
Could that? Because, I mean, we know that Death Stars use kyber crystals. Oh, imagine if, like, a kyber crystal that big got bled.
Oh, gosh. That's a scary thought.
That's a fanfic right there.
Yeah, it is. But that's also a really Palpatine-ish plan. Then we get Rey.
And I have no idea what's going on, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, that lightsaber through a tree is so damn cool.
Yes.
That is absolutely training, though, because you can see the training droid.
Yeah, though she does seem to be getting frustrated.
Yeah, but that is definitely not a battle going on.
And I am also intrigued as to the location.
Yeah.
That location looks Endor-ish.
It could be.
Well, I mean, like, if they're going to revisit the remains of the second Death Star, they have to go to Endor.
Right. I was thinking more if they're visiting the remains of the Death Star that has crashed on Endor, then it probably wouldn't still look like that.
Well, it depends on where.
I know, but you know how Star Wars is with planets. They all look the same, no matter where they are.
That's true, but damn it, I would love to see some Ewoks again.
I'm not arguing. I'm just playing devil's advocate on it.
We get Kylo Ren walking through the snow when it looks like has he landed or has he crashed?
I can't tell.
But yeah, so he's doing his badass strut and flicking on that lightsaber. And then we have Rey and Kylo fighting on what must be the remains of the Death Star.
Surrounded by water.
I think from everything I'm gathering, it seems like bits of the Death Star have crashed into some sort of, you know, body of water.
And I was also thinking to create waves like that, unless they are there naturally, maybe the pieces are crashing.
Oh, that would also be awesome.
Yeah, we're watching the Death Star come down.
Nothing to really say other than they look cool when they're fighting together. And, like, we're totally burying the lead here.
Because it was at the very end anyway.
It was at the very end, but this is the bit that everybody's talking about. This is trending on Twitter. It's trending on everything. But frickin' Dark Rey.
Dark Rey. I think it's a vision, but I also think it looks so damn cool.
I personally think that she's possessed.
Okay.
Because if you look at her face, she is very blank-faced.
She is. Yeah, it could be.
I love the lightsaber. This is very much taking something from the animated shows, because we have seen hinged lightsabers like that before. We've never seen them in live action, but this is not something new.
But yeah, Ponkrell had the hinged one, and so did the Temple Guards.
The Temple Guards, yeah. Yeah, I think it works really well. I am so intrigued by the fact that her lightsaber, the actual blade, is like Kylo's.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. I watched the trailer the first, like, four times on my phone, and I didn't get to see it big until I got home from work, and I didn't realize that until I saw it on my computer screen.
Yeah, it wasn't something I noticed until I saw a still, and I'm like, oh, that blade is damaged.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that J.J. Abrams just thinks that look is really cool, but also it's like, oh, maybe, like, well, we already know that there's some damage to the kyber crystal that, you know, the one that they pulled apart in The Last Jedi. So maybe that's why there's a jagged edge. Maybe this lightsaber is made from Kylo's lightsaber.
And maybe if it's a vision, it's what her lightsaber would have looked like if she'd gone down Kylo's path.
That is also very true. There's a lot of possibilities. I love that we have Dark Rey, and she's even more covered up than regular Rey.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it's always just like the stereotype of if a girl goes evil, she's going to dress in like skimpier clothing. But this is seriously more covered than what we've seen, Rey.
Yeah, and she still looks amazing.
She looks amazing. I want to cosplay this.
Yeah, I could see that. And then the very, very end, you hear Darth Vader breathing.
We do. And the line from the Emperor is your journey has come to an end?
Yes.
Is that the line?
I think so.
That's a new line, isn't it? That's not from Return of the Jedi.
No, I am pretty sure that is a new line.
Yeah, because I went through the Return of the Jedi, like a transcript of it, mm-hmm. just to make sure. Because I was like, I mean, that seems like something he could have said, but it didn't ping any memories in me. And so it was like, oh, so the Emperor is there in some way. Like
talking to someone.
Yeah. And it could be any number of people.
It could be any number of anything.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just...
I mean, we know we have at least one Force ghost.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm pumped. Is it December yet? Like,
I know, I've just... I replied to someone on Facebook today saying, I am now going to impatiently wait for tickets to go on sale so I can impatiently wait for December 20th. Which is probably December 19th, because it opens on a Thursday night, but
yeah,
same idea.
I gotta figure out if I can actually find anybody to see it with, because I don't want to see the last Star Wars movie by myself.
I've seen all the rest of them by myself. I will happily go call out sick the next day and talk to you until 3 a.m.
Yeah, probably what's going to happen is if we see it Thursday night, then I'm going to be like, okay, so you're seeing it at this time and I'm seeing it this time. So we'll meet up online at this time mm-hmm. so that we can do in a reacts that night. Because
yeah, that might be tough, but the next day I could definitely do.
I think that's what we did for The Last Jedi. We ended up doing a Friday reacts so that we could all like soak it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we will definitely be, you know, here as soon as possible for the reactions to The Rise of Skywalker. And we're going to try to do more of these reacts about just anything that comes up on Star Wars, because certainly we like doing these smaller episodes where we can get, like, focus on one thing in particular.
Yeah, we'll have more trailers as we get closer. We've got books coming out.
We do.
Black Spire comes out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So yes, we will have more little mini episodes.
Yes. And hopefully you guys will be here for that. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
Always.
Drop us a line on Tumblr at trashcompactorpodcast.tumblr.com, on Twitter at SWTrashPodcast, on Facebook at Trash Compactor Podcast. Contact us on our website at trashcompactorpodcast.com, or there's also good old-fashioned email, thetrashcompactorpodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to rate our show at iTunes and Stitcher, and check out our show merchandise on TeePublic and Redbubble. And if you really want to support our show and help us create new episodes, go to our Patreon at patreon.com/trashcompactorpodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can get early episodes and other content, and you can just help us create more and more episodes talking about the thing we all love.